Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Listen to this psalm. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned above the cherubim, appear before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show your mighty power and come to our aid. Lord of hosts, restore us. Let your face shine upon us that we may be saved. You have made us a byword to our neighbors. Our enemies mock us. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out nations and planted it. You made room for it. It took root and filled the land. It spread its branches to the sea. It shoots to the river. Take care of the vine and the vineyard that your right hand has planted. Lord of hosts, restore us. These are words from Psalm 80. Powerful, isn't it? I mean it. It speaks of Israel. It is the vine that God sought out in Egypt, dug up and planted in Palestine. And then comes the kicker. This vine that is Israel is said to have expanded as far as the Mediterranean and the Euphrates, to have displaced the indigenous peoples and ultimately filled the land as a people of its own. That, however, was never the case. It is a fantasy. One cannot speak of a homogeneous population in Palestine, neither in antiquity nor before the Arab conquest. Various peoples have always lived here side by side and together. King David's rule could only extend over such a vast area because it encompassed numerous vassal peoples. The notion of a greater Israel, populated exclusively by Israelites, was and remains a nationalist pipe dream. It cannot be based on historical reality. It was the prophets who warned the people of Israel that it is not land and positions that bring blessing, but solely trust in the God of justice and mercy. The Palestinian Christian and theologian named Stefan Attaek concludes, "The salvation of the Jews in Israel and the Palestinians in Palestine lies in acknowledging the truth of the words of the prophet Micha. It has been told you, O man, what is good and what God requires of you. Nothing other than this, to do justice, to love kindness and faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God." Make America Great Again is a flimsy slogan of megalomaniacs, nostalgics, and conspiracy theorists. It is throwing the world into turmoil. Make Israel great again would be a fatal mistake. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.